Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, Aegis?
It is Wednesday night here on the Truth and Tempest Show, 6969 FM. And we want to say hi to everybody out there if they're listening in. If they're not, that means I have not sent the link out yet on Facebook, and I need to get on that shit real quick. So
yeah,
give me just a moment. We'll go ahead and get that out there. There we go.
You didn't set the link out, man. Are you serious?
I did not send it.
Oh.
I know. What the hell? All right, so the link is sent out now, so everybody can listen in. There you go. So what's up?
Nothing much. Just another week, man. I know we got a show coming up this Sunday, June 11th. On Facebook Live. Yeah, that's going to be cool.
Yep, we're going to be playing. Tell them the date, time, and what we're going to be doing, Aaron.
Oh, it's Sunday, June 11th at 9 p.m. We will be on Facebook Live. Saturday. I'm sorry. Yes, Saturday. June 11th, yeah, at 9 p.m. we will be on Facebook Live, and we will be bringing 45 minutes of Truth and Tempest straight to your computer, to your living room, to wherever you might be, to your Android, to your iPod, your iPad, anything like that. We will be heading straight towards you, bringing
right.
you the rock.
So if anybody's just coming in, I got the link out on my Facebook page. You can check that out. Listen in or check it out later on. That's fine, too. It just won't be live. It's better live. That's why we're that's why Truth and Tempest is going to play this Saturday live for you, because everything's better live.
Absolutely.
So... have you heard any news going on in the music world?
Not lately. I really haven't seen any feeds. I usually see some of the, you know, what's going on musically on Facebook, you know, feeds and whatnot, but haven't really heard about anybody real big passing or anything. Not that I want to, you know, hear that kind of news, but.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, I mean, no news is good news in that sense. we haven't heard of any. Actors or musicians dying, so that's a good, that makes it a good week.
Sure does.
It's no fun to hear about, you know, David Bowie, Scott Whelan, I mean, all those guys. There's a whole lot more, but I mean, it was just sad that so many had to go all at once, pretty much.
I was actually very shocked about Nick Menza from Megadeth, but
Nick Menza, yeah. And he was
young. I couldn't
believe
it, actually. Yeah.
I mean, I just don't get it, man. Most of those guys were young.
Yeah.
You know?
Still had a lot of.
But,
I don't know.
All part of the master plan, I guess. But we're
here.
We're live tonight. Truth and Tempest Show, 6969 FM. You can call in if you want to be a guest. What I'd like to focus on this week is Mike Markellis, if you're listening in, we'd love to hear about the show. We're sorry that we couldn't make it last Friday. I mean, the weather contributed, and plus Aurora Nova, my wife and drummer, was very, very under the weather. I'll say that. She was not doing too good. On a good note, she is doing much better now. And we've got your guys' schedule in mind for when you're playing around the area next. We want to come out and see you as soon as possible. So look out for us. But anyway, if you're listening in, we'd love to hear about the Fade to Black Not Dead Yet show at Fishhead Cantina last Friday. So give us a call if you want. 646-787-1581. 646-787-1581. Call and talk about the show. If not, we want to hear from everybody else. What we want to do is focus on talking about Mike Nichols and your best memories of him. Share your experiences. I've got a couple Kiss songs I want to play in memory of him and stuff, and we want to try to focus on that this evening. We got a half an hour show, 23 minutes left, so get in and say what you want to say. So in the meantime, while we're waiting for callers, we do know that everybody's heard about Axl Rose getting getting his glory these days, you know, joining up with AC/DC and, you know, the original Guns N' Roses lineup being back. That's really exciting, you know, despite what, you know, everybody thinks about Axl as a human being. I love the Guns N' Roses music. I love AC/DC's music. And, you know, no matter who they who they use as their singer, you know, it's still a unique experience to, hear what it's like being someone other than Brian Johnson. Wouldn't you agree, Aaron?
Oh, I definitely agree. It's quite impressive, actually, that he's actually doing AC/DC right now. And actually, from what, you know, the feeds and posts have been, even here on Facebook and even on radio, that, you know, it's been quite impressive. His voice has been quite impressive for them.
Yeah, so far everything's going well. They just announced, AC/DC just announced their rescheduled U.S. tour dates. So anybody that had tickets and couldn't go to the show due to Brian Johnson's unfortunate situation, those tickets are now being honored again. So I don't know what exactly is going on with Brian Johnson. I'm going to look into that more. But we know Axl Rose stepped up to the plate, and he is the lead singer of AC/DC. And it's just funny because, I mean, you never thought that was possible, but anything's possible, you know. I mean, honestly, James Hetfield could join Van Halen. You just never know, you know.
Yeah.
Never know.
Well, I don't know, man. That's kind of a stab in the dark there, man. I don't know.
Hey, can you imagine, that's Aaron, crazy. how opera teacher would go with James Hetfield? Hot for teacher.
Yeah, I'm hot for teacher. Yeah.
Hot for teacher.
I can see it now.
Oh. Yeah. Run in with the devil. Ah! But but it's cool. I mean, I try not to like be too opinionated about radical changes like this, you know, Brian Johnson leaving and Axl joining them. I'm there for the music, and you know, they do their best. They're a bunch of old guys doing their best, you know, trying to, everybody wants them to sound like they're 20s again, and you know, they're trying their fucking best, and you know,
yeah.
I just accept them for what they are and enjoy the show, you know.
They've been, you know, around a lot longer than we have or anything, and they've you know, got stature. That's what I believe, you know, people don't get. It's like, you know, say, oh, well, them, oh, that band, or this or that, and it's like, well, did you like work as hard as them to get where, you know, you are? I mean, how can you even really judge them? It's just sad the way the media does this stuff, man.
Too many people doing that.
Crazy.
all over Facebook. You know, Axl Rose is, you know, out of shape. He sucks. His voice sucks, you know. I heard that about David Lee Roth when he went back to Van Halen. Oh, his voice sucks. And it, all they want, I mean, it's like they expect, like, these guys to, like, be back in their 20s again or something. It's like, come on, man. Wait till you get old. Let's see if you get old.
Yeah, well, it's just more of a, like, thing. Let's just be real for, like, a second here, you know. Kind of like, you know, I mean, you can't go back in time. There's no time capsule, man. You know, you have those moments and you have that time, and that's it, man. That's it. You know, you got your glory days, you know. And if you make, you know, and you do a reunion and stuff like that, it's gotta be, you know, good. But I mean, there's always gonna be a critic. Always gonna be somebody that, you know, down you. I mean, for your art and whatnot. So.
Yep. Yep. Can't escape it. So the tour is the Rock or Bust tour. I've got the CD. The CD is, you know, for being a, you know, a later AC/DC album. You know, Rock or Bust is a really good album. You know, I've listened to it, you know, through and through on my CD player many times, and I dig it. So go check it out.
It's hardcore. It's very AC/DC. I mean, it's a shame what happened with Malcolm Young. I mean, God bless him too, because I mean those guys are true musicians. When you look at them and you see how hard they've toured and how long they've toured and how hard they've worked and everything, I mean, you got to give them respect. You can't just, you know, I give them all, you know, respect. But
they'll be playing at, well, I guess the closest places they'll be is Philadelphia at the Wells Fargo Center on September 20th. And D.C. on the 17th of September. They'll be at the Verizon Center, AC/DC with Axl Rose. So if you haven't got your tickets yet, and if tickets are even still available, now's your chance. So
go get them, guys.
Let's go ahead. We don't have any callers yet, so let's go ahead and play a song real quick while I jump on Facebook and make sure that link went through. So here we go. This is for you, Mike. This is Love Gun.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Love Gun by Kiss. Nice short song. One of Mike Nichols' favorites. Link is live. It's ready to go. So if you're listening in, call us now. 646-787-1581. That's the guest call-in to be a part of the Truth and Tempest show here tonight. We're rolling for another 13 minutes or so. So in the meantime, we'll get back to what we were talking about. So, all right, so I'm on the loudwire.com, right? And they've got a list of, like, everybody that we've lost in 2016.
Right.
Now, I was trying to find, they didn't include the names of these people. I was trying to find that, but, so I don't know everybody, but, I mean, you know, I definitely know, like, I mean, Prince. God, Prince.
Yeah.
Nick Menza.
Yep.
You know, Nick Menza, David Bowie, of course. Glenn Frey from the Eagles. And
yeah.
Funny thing about him is my dad and I went to see the Eagles. I had never seen them before. We went to see them down in Baltimore,
awesome.
I think it was. And it was only like a few months before he passed. And I was like, damn.
Oh.
You know, but, I mean, I was glad that we got the chance to go out and see him because, you know, the Eagles
Absolutely.
Are a fantastic band.
Oh, yeah.
You know, for being more on, like, the country rock side, they were really kick-ass, so it was a good show.
I bet, yeah. I wish I would have been able to see that. Joe Walsh is a killer.
But you know who I don't see on this list? Keith Richards.
Yeah.
Don't see
he evaded
him.
Once
not
again,
on.
Yeah.
He evaded it, yeah. And Hugh Hefner, man, he's getting up there too, but he's not on there either. Oh, here we go. I found the names. Yeah, a lot of people.
Well, I guess you
he's
don't want to die when you got something like that on either side of you.
He might not die. That might be the secret to eternal youth.
He must have the will to live, I guess.
Having naked girls all around you all the time.
Yeah. Who wants to die for that?
We're all going to get on the train, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Wow. Dude, there's like
so
many
people
in here.
They've already come out with a new, like, Playboy, but it's apparently just so much, like, literature and very little nudity. I was like, isn't this what he was, like, trying not to promote when he first came out? It doesn't make sense, you know?
The funny thing is that they probably have, like, people that, you know, that tell them, you know, what people are more interested in the magazine. And,
right.
It's weird to think about, but I mean, people might be leaning towards wanting to read stuff out of the magazine, you know?
Right.
Who knows? But I got all the, I got a nice stack of the old ones, man, from the 80s and 90s. And,
yeah.
And there's plenty of pictures.
Yeah.
We'll call that my collection.
Yeah. The Aegis collection.
I've got Pam Anderson on there.
Before she got breast reduction,
that.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Pam Lee.
And now they're just like, oh, that's, I don't know what I'm looking at anymore. I did hear about something, though, as far as, it's not musical, but it is somebody who's helped people throughout. Richard Simmons is, he went through surgeries and he's now wants to be called a woman, Fiona.
Are we talking about Mr. X, the workout guy, Richard Simmons?
Yeah. Mr.
Gene
Crazy Simmons. Legs. The deal meal guy.
Wow.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it, man. I saw it today. I was just like, but why can't he just be himself? I don't think he had to go. He went through a bunch of surgeries, apparently. Breast augmentation and all kinds of stuff, and wants to be called Fiona now.
Well, I mean, he's already a pretty fruity guy, but...
Yeah, he was fruity back in the 90s, I'm telling you that.
Yeah.
Cool.
I don't know.
Well,
Oprah Winfrey
Black
liked
Black.
Him. She had him on there a while.
Yeah.
And she'd always come out and like, I just want to tell you about the deal, Emil. My good Lord. Just follow his steps and you can't fail. You can't go wrong.
Well, I mean, if he goes in and gets all the surgery and all, him, who knows, he might come out looking like Hillary Clinton.
God. Yeah, who knows, man. I tell you, I don't even know why some of these super fitness type guys, you know, decide that they're going to do something different. And, you know, people who used to be on a Wheaties box is now on a Tampax box.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I'm not talking to, well, yeah, I'm totally talking about, you know, Bruce Jenner, but field and track, and then I snipped it off, and now I have a crack.
Aaron, do you want to, let's throw out another song. Do we want to do, we only have time for one more. Do we want to do Detroit Rock City or Forever AD? Who's the better
AD.
Band? Truth and Tempest, they're the better band? Okay. Sorry, kid.
Link 7, Forever AC.
That was Forever AD, Truth and Tempest. That was recorded at the home studio here in Westminster. That was Mike Nichols on the vocals. We had actually, before Mike passed, we had talked about actually redoing that one because we, just speed it up a little bit more slightly and do some, mix the vocals a little bit differently. But anyway, but it was a good song, and Mike kicked ass on it as usual.
Absolutely.
We've got about 2 minutes left of the show, Aaron. Nobody's called in. Everybody just wants to listen for tonight.
Yeah.
So
maybe I should go to my neighbor's house and then call and see if I can get through.
Right. Right.
No shit, right?
People.
Let me call it in.
Look, we only have a half
man.
An hour show. The best time to call in is at the beginning. We have 1 minute
right.
left of the show, so there's no time for guests. See, there's no time for guests, but that's okay, because we'll be back next Wednesday night at 6:30. Now, mark your calendars. Next Wednesday night at 6:30. Every Wednesday night at 6:30. We are playing. Aaron and I will be here. And we want you. We want you to call in. Now, write this number down. 646-787-1581. It's the same number every time. Write that number down. Call it. Call us in the beginning. For now, we only have a half an hour. We're considering upping it to an hour, maybe two, but that depends on you and if you call in. If you call in enough and we know we need more time, then we're going to up the show. So it all depends on you.
So call.
So call. But if not, that's okay, because I'm enjoying being on the air talking to Aaron and playing songs.
That sounds nice.
All right. You want to wish? You want to send us off today, Aaron? We've got 15 seconds. Go ahead, buddy.
Okay. I spy with my little eye something gray.
My life. See you, everybody. We'll see you next week. Boom.